begrudge you.
You know, I don't know about you. I have an educated guess, but I find it that it's pretty easy to forget my identity, my true deep down identity, who I am, when there are no eyes on me, when I'm not even looking at myself projecting onto the mirror the person I want to be. Who am I? I forget it. I forget that I am a beloved child of God, beautiful to behold. A phrase you've heard countless times in my time here and will hear until the day I die. It's a phrase that I took from one of my seminary professors that was worth every penny that I paid. A beautiful child of God. That's who we all are. By virtue of doing nothing other than existing, that's who we are. But sometimes I find myself lost on the sea of my own failures, of my own shortcomings. I dwell too much on my inability to always walk in the way of Jesus. It's easy for me to forget who I am called to be. It's easy for me to forget that some years ago, God claimed me and sealed me as Christ's own forever in my baptism. I can remember the feeling of the water running down my face. I was 16. I can remember what I wore the day I was baptized, but even still, I can forget who I am. It's easy to forget the one who nourishes me weekly in the Eucharist. It's easy to forget the one who feeds me from the very body of God. And I don't know, I wonder if it's easy for you to forget who God has called you to be. All of you in this place are children of God, vessels of Christ's transformation and saving grace, whether you are 5 days old, 55 years, or you've got 100 more to go, it doesn't matter. Every single one of you is this vessel that pours out this goodness. But which of you ever struggle with looking into the mirror and seeing a child of God and not just a flawed human being? Which of you only sees that brokenness? If you find yourself in my company this morning, you can either relax or be even more anxious, whether you consider my company good or not. But if you find yourself with me, take a deep breath and realize that none of us are alone in our struggle to understand who we are called to be or who we are called to become. Vocation and calling are not constrained by time. If you feel like you missed your call, it's just not too late. The people of Israel were lost, adrift on a sea of chaos after their return from Babylonian exile. They were carted off multiple times. So if you are ever trying to figure out what your life is going to be about and you feel like you can never quite get a handle on who you're supposed to be, the people of Israel went through the same thing season after season. They would build up their sacred places and their beautiful homes, and they would get raised again by yet another army who took them to another place, and they would forget who they were. They were the people called into existence as children of Abraham. They were redeemed from slavery in Egypt. They were led out of bondage by pillars of cloud. The Red Sea parted for them. All the miracles possible happened for them. They received the law from Mount Sinai. They saw God descend in a cloud. But even then, snatched away into exile, they forgot who they were. And upon their return from Babylon, dwelling in the shattered remains of their former homeland, they still struggled to understand their calling. They saw everything they loved ground up under the gears of the war machine. They had nothing. They did not know how to make sense of what had happened. They could not envision a way of moving forward. The word future was meaningless to them. Life had ended, it seemed. But a lone voice, like a whisper, getting louder and louder. Isaiah, out of the darkness, speaking an oracle to them, calling them out from their chaos, reminding them of just what they could accomplish if they ever put one foot forward and walked towards the sun. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and you satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. In other words, friends, as simple as it can be, there is hope for you, hope residing in your ruins, Isaiah said. There is opportunity for you to repair the breach, to fix the foundations, to make it straight for people to walk and to feel abundance. You can look for justice in the face of your neighbors. There is hope, but only if that hope is kindled in you first. Now, I've never experienced an actual exile, but I have had my life upended. Everything familiar and comfortable taken away. I've had my reality shattered. And I know there are many of you who would feel the same way. I know that there are many of you who are constantly aware of your own flaws and shortcomings. They're your constant companions, just like they are mine, like a sad song echoing in your ears that, try as you might, you just can't ignore. I've been to the edge of the abyss. I was pushed into it by forces beyond my control. I have almost been overwhelmed by what life brought against me, but here I stand. Standing in this pulpit, dressed for purpose, preaching to you about the goodness and love of Jesus Christ, not because of anything I have done, but simply because of the gift of grace given to me. I stand here as a redeemed sinner, not because I worked hard to be the best version of myself, but because God cleansed me and called me beautiful, and that fueled me to be who God had called me to be, not out of guilt or shame, but out of joy and purpose. With all of my flaws and all of my shortcomings and all of the chaos in my own heart, here I stand preaching, nevertheless repairing the breach in my own way. I'm not the hero of this story. Israel was not the hero of their story. It's God, all the way down to the bottom, the hero of your story too. You are called out of an abyss. You are called out of exile. You are called out of the broken places. You are called out of the clay in the mud that binds your feet. You are called out of all of this so that you might walk in the way of Jesus, burdened by a glorious purpose of witnessing to the world just how wonderful is this captivating love of Jesus Christ. And just how wonderful is it, this love? This love is supreme. It's a love that caused the God of all creation, the God of the universe, to bend down, to take a body and to bend that body down in an affectionate embrace of a woman whose body had been bent forward for 18 years. That is the God we have come to worship today. No ghost, no spirit on high. A God who came down to take flesh, to get broken like we are, to meet us face to face, eye to eye. Take a look at your cover on your bulletin and see in it the God we have come to worship, bent and broken, so that we might be lifted up to walk straight in the fullness of God. We did not come here to worship a God who holds our guilt above us. We came to worship a God who lifts us up. This morning, we've come to this place where Jesus dwells. And nothing, not even those things about us that we consider abjectly and unequivocally broken, nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Even when we ourselves want to remain separate because we can't accept that our unworthiness has been washed away. That's been me before. I hold on to my pain because I just don't believe I'm worthy to have it be taken away. Friends, lay it all down. We may believe that we are too bent over, but then comes Jesus, bending down himself so that he can meet us eye to eye. The altar stands ready, friends, to receive everybody who wants to move beyond the failures and limitations that we are told define who we are. In this moment, embrace anew who you truly are. Embrace your identity as a beloved child of God, beautiful to behold, made righteous in Jesus. Embrace who you truly are and share that redeeming love with the world around you. Walk towards the light, towards the sun, joining Jesus there, and never cease accomplishing wonders. Amen.